So back in 2002, I was travelling over to New York to do an audition, and I initially got questioned at Heathrow Airport, and then as I was in the plane flying over to go over to JFK, we found out later that the Ministry of Defence had contacted Canada and intercepted fighter jets to escort the plane over the Atlantic. We got to JFK, the aeroplane was taxied to a secluded part of the runway. At that point, we had FBI agents come on board. They said that they were going to handcuff me, but they weren't formally arresting me. I got handcuffed and then put into a van, an X-Files van, one of them tinted windows ones. And then they took us to JFK Airport, where they questioned us for a similar amount of time, 9 hours.
So we're talking about this happening in the wake of the September the 11th attacks.
That's right, yeah.
So presumably enormous heightened concern about who might be travelling on planes. But were you given an explanation for why you were being questioned?
Not at the time and not afterwards. It was only, excuse me, from coming back to the UK that we found out that there was a list that the authorities had of Al-Qaeda suspects, and maybe I shared a surname with them, and that meant that they were going to question me as long as they did, you know.
So the David Miranda issue has sort of brought all that back to you, and you've launched a petition.
Yes, I have. I mean, the reason why I didn't do much about it at the time was because, I don't know, I was younger, I was about 21, 22, and I just remember being questioned for that length of time. The idea was to keep your head down and not create any waves. And I think that stuck with me for quite a bit of time.
There have to be sort of checks and precautions.
Absolutely,
in the war against terrorism, but there also has to be a balance. Do you think that balance is off-kilter then?
I think so. I mean, there was a statement brought out by the Home Office saying that we have to be careful what we're condoning. You have to be careful about what you're condoning if you don't agree with these laws. But I think the problem is a little bit more nuanced than that, and I can't remember who it was on the news, but they were saying you have to treat something with care, you know, this issue has to be treated with a lot of care, and I think at the moment it feels like the legislation's a bit heavy-handed and a bit too broad for the type of problem we're talking about here.
What happened to you while you were being questioned? What sort of questions were they asking, and what sense did you get about what they wanted from you?
I didn't know what they wanted. I was hyper aware of the fact that if I did answer something wrong at any point, I could have been. I don't know what could have happened to you. You just don't know.
Were you frightened?
Yeah, but the fear was more debilitating at the time. I can be a bit more vocal about it now because it's 12 years on. But it was just a situation of sitting there and trying to answer the questions correctly, but obviously in that situation there's no correct answers.
David Miranda's talked about a kind of psychological violence. Do you understand what he means by that?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the idea of psychological violence is that it just doesn't exist in the room where you're being questioned. It has repercussions, you know. And soon after that time, there was a form of paranoia, I suppose, just wondering how much power the government has and the power to, you know, of surveillance and stuff like that, and, you know, was I being watched and those sorts of things, phones being tapped, you know, your mind sort of goes.
So it leaves you feeling uncomfortable.
It does.
There will be people, of course, and Bill's touched on it, of course, that who think, you know, even if people who are not involved are stopped and questioned, if in those sort of, it's not a formal arrest, but if in those detentions people who are involved potentially in terrorism are caught up and an attack is prevented, then does that make it, in some senses, worthwhile?
Well, it's speculating, I suppose. I mean, it's a difficult question to answer. I suppose the reason why I'm here now is to sort of raise that sort of question and have a debate about it. Yeah. The problem with playing the game of politics is that it polarises things a little bit like that. You know, it's yes or no, or right or wrong. But I feel there's a lot of stuff in between that we've got to explore and discuss. And that's why we want to bring this review. Mm. And I've, you know, got in touch with change.org to bring about this petition, because it is a lot more just to be able to have these sorts of conversations and raise those issues.
Yeah. Just briefly, how many signatures on your petition at the moment?
50,000.
OK, all right. Adil, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Adil,
cheers.
Anta.